The White House barred a credentialed Associated Press reporter and photographer from boarding the presidential airplane Friday for a weekend trip with Donald Trump, saying the news agency's stance on how to refer to the Gulf of Mexico was to blame for the exclusion. It represented a significant escalation by the White House in a four-day dispute with the AP over access to the presidency. The administration has blocked the AP from covering a handful of events at the White House this week, including a news conference with India's leader and several times in the Oval Office. It's all because the news outlet has not followed Trump's lead in renaming the body of water, which lies partially outside U.S. territory, to the Gulf of America. AP reporters and photographers travel with the president virtually everywhere as part of a press pool, and have for decades. AP journalism serves millions of readers and thousands of news outlets around the world. Journalists consider the administration's move a violation of the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, a governmental attempt to dictate what a news company publishes under threat of retribution. The Trump administration says the AP has no special right of access to events where space is limited, particularly given the news service's commitment to misinformation. AP calls that assertion entirely untrue. Freedom of speech is a pillar of American democracy and a core value of the American people. The White House has said it supports these principles, AP spokeswoman Lauren Easton said Friday night. The actions taken to restrict APP's coverage of presidential events because of how we refer to a geographic location chip away at this important right enshrined in the U.S. Constitution for all Americans. The body of water in question has been called the Gulf of Mexico for hundreds of years. AP, whose influential stylebook is used by news outlets as an arbiter of language and usage, advised that because of its broad set of global customers, it would both refer to the body of water as the Gulf of Mexico and also reference Trump's order changing the name to the Gulf of America within the United States. At the same time, the AP switched style last month from Denali to Mount McKinley for the mountain in Alaska that Trump ordered renamed. That location lies entirely within U.S. jurisdiction. Taylor Budovic, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, said in a post to X Friday, one that was later released as a White House statement, that the AP continues to ignore the lawful geographic name change of the Gulf of America. This decision is not just divisive, but it also exposes the Associated Press's commitment to misinformation. While the First Amendment protects the APP's right to irresponsible and dishonest reporting, it doesn't ensure unfettered access to limited spaces like the Oval Office and Air Force One, Budovic said. He said AP would retain its credentials to the White House complex overall. On Friday, an AP reporter and photographer had traveled to Joint Base Andrews for their participation in the traveling press pool to Trump's Florida residence. But after clearing security, neither was allowed to board Air Force One, a decision they were told was outlet-specific. Meanwhile, reporters in the press pool who were permitted on the plane sent the AP journalists pictures of cards with their names saying, "Welcome aboard," on their empty seats. Other news organizations, like the New York Times and Washington Post, have also said they would primarily use Gulf of Mexico. Fox News said that it was switching to Gulf of America. The White House Correspondents Association has issued statements condemning the action against AP. Although there are talks going on behind the scenes, individual news outlets have been relatively quiet. The Times, through spokesman Charles Statlander, said on Friday that, "We stand by the Associated Press in condemning repeated acts of retribution by this administration for editorial decisions it disagrees with. Any move to limit access or impede reporters doing their jobs is at odds with the press freedoms enshrined in the Constitution." In a statement, The Washington Post said that the APP's access to the administration is central for all journalistic organizations, including The Washington Post, in serving millions of Americans with fact-based, independent journalism each day. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who on Wednesday used the word lies in describing AP content, posted on X Friday afternoon about executive orders Trump had signed before his departure. She ended her post, "The AP was not invited." David Bowder writes about media for the AP. Follow him at https://x.com/dbowder and https://bsky.app/profile/dbowder.bsky.social/David Bowder, The Associated Press.